I recently came across a story that embodies the spirit of overcoming adversity. And it was a story about a cyclist who was at the pinnacle of his career. Everything was literally, he was riding high. Everything was running smoothly. And suddenly, his life took a dramatic turn. He collided head on with a vehicle. And this near fatal accident landed him in rehab. And it was a place where he couldn't seem to leave behind until his doctor did him a favor. His doctor said, "Do not come back until after you've gotten back on the bike." And he shoved him out the door. And he was not allowed to come back until he got on the bike. And because the doctor prompted him and he had to get back on the bike, when he got on the bike, he realized what his whole hesitation was. He didn't want to be reminded of how far he had fallen from his peak condition. The cyclist was in top shape. He was riding high. And now he had to start from scratch. One of his legs was noticeably deformed compared to the other, and that drew curious looks and sometimes questions that he had to field. And sometimes he would try to just hide those things. And he found out that he was hiding in rehab versus confronting change and getting back on that bike. Getting back on the bike, he felt a stark contrast to his former strength. Think about how this relates to you. It's a natural reaction of the body. And unfortunately, it's an instant reminder of why we resist change. Because it's easier to shift our baseline to accommodate more and more compromises rather than to enforce our disciplines. Think about the accommodations that you make in your life versus confronting the change and the reminder of how far you've let yourself slip. What do? You make concessions and you buy larger clothes. You sneak fast food in on the way home from work before eating something healthy when you get home. Or you grab a couple of beers at the gas station and chug them before coming home to an empty fridge that has no alcohol because you swore to your family that you wouldn't do it anymore. These are all ways that we creatively avoid change rather than embrace it. And when you finally decide to change, dude, it's like standing 1,000 miles away from your goal, wondering how you ever let yourself slip so far. How did I get here? That's like the worst feeling in the world, isn't it? This is what brings you to quit, the daunting realization of how much effort is needed. That can be overwhelming. But confrontation is key. It's so key, in fact, it's one of the five core skills that I coach on that will totally change your life. Because confrontation is saying no more instead of saying one more. When you refuse to confront, you slowly begin to loosen the reins of your life. Instead of grabbing those reins and taking back control, instead, you make these small concessions that lead to a larger downfall. Change can be either destructive or productive. Destructive change is subtle. So subtle, in fact, you don't even notice. And you don't notice it because you're reinforcing with these narratives of justifying why it's okay to make these small compromises. Productive change, on the other hand, though it benefits you in the long run, boy, it takes forever to get to the long run, it seems. But because the productive change, man, is a clear, sometimes painful, all the time painful reminder of the work that's ahead. It's going to be a long journey. But let me tell you something, man. The path to the new you is through the old you. You got to confront the old you. And it's about pushing through the pain and the doubts and the setbacks It's about pushing through all that, the vices, the voices, all of those things. It involves casting aside all of, dude, you gotta cast aside all of the past accolades and all the identities and all the trophies and all the person you used to be. Though those are so loud of banging the drum of who you once were. But I got a secret for you. The key isn't to defeat the old you. You just got to outlast them. Because every day you persist, man, the old you weakens and the new you strengthens. You just got to be consistent. Laying the brick every single day, doing just a few simple things consistently, every day, repeatedly, that align with your goals, with the person that you want to be, with the lifestyle that you want to have. And now look, condemnation is going to be right there at the beginning in your face, reminding you of who you once were. But your commitment's going to show what you're capable of. And all you got to do, if you really think about it, is be uncomfortable just for about an hour today. Just set aside 60 minutes. Isn't your life worth that? Just be uncomfortable for 60 minutes versus being comfortable for the rest of your life. And really, dude, it's not even comfortable. It's misery. Comfortable is only for a moment. It's so fleeting. And then that comfort instantly changes to condemnation. But you make these tolerances and you pacify yourself with other things instead of detoxifying your life and getting away from those old tendencies. You don't do that. You just feed yourself, literally, whatever it is that you're feeding, whether it be media, whether it be food, whether it be drink, whether it be toxic people, whatever, just to not have to think about it. When you change, man, you got to think about it. And all of the warnings, all of these little subtle signs, you're going to see that they were there the whole time. And that's a beautiful thing. So don't get so down about it. It's a beautiful thing because you are now aware and now you are doing something about it. So just start simple. Change is not all at once. It's once all the time. So you don't have to accomplish the world today. Just keep it simple. Just a few actionable tasks that you can do every single day. Rinse and repeat every single day that don't disrupt your life as you have it. Because remember, consistency over intensity. Just start out with a few consistent things that you can do every single day without fail. And don't give your results back. That's all you have to do just for an hour today. And over time, you're going to begin to see significant changes. Just keep chasing the effort until then. And when you start to see the results, don't let up. Raise the intensity. Because who you once were at your quote-unquote top, the new you, oh, you're going to way surpass that. The person you once were that you thought was the top, now you're going to realize there was so much more. And life gets sweeter. All right? I'm pulling for you. Keep it simple. Keep it moving. Never settle. Stay tough. Peace.